We're up to Perek Chav Gimel. We have to review Mishnah Hey. Hacherem, Tomei Mibnei, we did the picture, we have to do the Rafs. Hacherem is Tomei Mibnei Hazoto. Cherem refers to this net that is used to catch fish. Right. And these holes are very, very large. But on the bottom, there's a piece of cloth that's tightly knit.
Correct.
So the entire thing is an extension of the thing on the bottom. And male, everything is tummy because of the zoto. Harishasas, that we have nets. The hamichmaros, traps. The hamadaf, it's another type of trap. The hapaltsur. Umitsodos, hasachorin. All of these things are tumane. But, ho'akun. The
horotoyf. Because they also have traps with things on the bottom?
I do not know. We'll see in the Rav. I do not know. The ho'akun, the horot, and I think it's because you store. I don't know. We'll see in a moment. The ho'akun, the horotoyf, the hakalov, tohoyrin. Let's see the Rav. The Rav will be ma'arich. Explain to us all these things. Mishnah heich. Hacherem. What is the cherem? Loshen mitzodim v'charomim. K traps. Different types of traps in Kohelis. In Kohelis. Divrei Kohelis ben David, mitzodim v'charamim. What do these things? These are reshes, a trap or a net. It's a net. Hosui mechutim nikshorim from threads that are tied one to another. Zebze ubo nikavim. Ela sheyesh ma'at deim. It's made from ropes. This is made from material ropes. This is not made from metal. It's made from ropes. Ela. There is a section on the bottom that is woven like a piece of cloth. The karui, it's called zoto. Zoto, cholam zoto. The horeshes kulam kabbalas tumma, the entire reshes kulam kabbalas tumma. Mibnei haru kibeget shebetachti. So because of the woven piece of cloth that is on the bottom. Okay, so we have here this thing, we have this thing called the net. Loshen of charamim. A person like a fish, you don't know when your time is. Just like the fish, they don't know that today all of a sudden they're going to be caught in the net. So too, you don't know when you're going to be caught in the world wide web.
Very good, excellent.
You don't know when your time will come. Person does not know when his time will come. Don't know.
So all of these things, what's the reason why it's tummy?
So this, we're only learning all of these things. We only learned one thing so far.
Okay.
We're learning about this type of net. It's made from strings, chutim, which are tied to each other. On the bottom is a piece of material, a beged, that's orug. And that beged, because of that, that's tummy that causes everything else to become tummy as well. Okay, it's that simple. It's that simple. Good? Are you
correct.
With me?
I'm okay. With you all the way.
Okay, Mr. McCampbell told me, now we go to the next thing. Harishasos, v'hamichmaros. What are these things?
We do not
okay, types of traps. So it doesn't say anything more than that.
Yeah, and still it's tummy. Right?
Tummy. We'll see madof. Madof is had sayodim trappers. Shetzadin, they trap oifos birds. Mivin luch, they bring a luch, shul eat a piece of wood. Umanichim tachas aluch chitim, they put underneath this piece of wood, they put wheat. Oif pisisim. Pisisim means pieces. Piece of delicious food. Vira oif ba lechol hasam, v'noif al hadaf alav. The bird comes, the board falls upon it, v'nit v'sim, and they're trapped. Okay, so that is called the madaf. Next. Then we have the paltsur. What's the paltsur? Min mitsuda shall eat. It's also a type of trap made from wood. That's called the paltsur. A min mitsuda shall eat. And then we have the the hasakorin. Hasosmim v'sochem esamayim. The people that dam the water. They dam the water. Water, right? The water is going to come and flood the city. We're not going to work. They close up the water from flooding the city. Lashon vayisachu maynos hatohim. The maynos hatohim were sealed. Were closed. So all of these things are tumim. Well, here he gives the reason why. Mekabel tumim im nogoi b'meis hasheretz. They're all mekabel tumim. He doesn't explain. That's it. That's ois yud. Rotzalai mar b'tumas medras inami b'shar tumas davka. He doesn't say either. He just says all of these things are tamei. Doesn't explain the reason why. Maybe in the first lesson why, but the other things which are called the akun, the haritoif, the hakiluv, tohirin, What are these things? What is the akun? Sal, it's a basket. It's a basket. Shetzodim boy dogim, they trap fish. Retoiv, sal, a basket. Shetzodim boy oifos birds. Kolov, also in a tzodim, shalarava. Oh, I did something. All right.
Nothing.
Okay. Akun is a sal, a basket.
So before we get to the akun, so why, I didn't understand why that's made.
It doesn't tell us why. It just says that's the way it is. That's the way it is, sir. They're traps. They're clay kibble. They are utensils. They are receptacles. They hold things inside. In the mail, that's enough in order for them to be tumo. They're kalim. They're kalim. Any utensil, derechlal is mekabel tumo. So these things are mekabel tumo. But when it comes to these things called an akun. Nakun, a sal, a basket, which you trap fish, or retoif, sal, a basket. Shetzadim by ifas birds, a cloth, osui, minitzadim, shalarava, it's made from wicker, kalufa, peeled. Oi, migemio, for weeds, liyesh, halal, ke etzva. There is an opening of a finger, oi, pochus, be netzel, and etzar, manichem, shem, oifas, and you put there, umanichem, shem, oifas, you put there birds, rekolibulaz, mikro, kaluv, mole, oif, these things are tar. Okay, some type of basket which you trap fish, a basket you trap birds, some type of basket which is made out of willow, not willow, made out of palm fronds, palm branches, or gemi, and there are holes in this material, in this weave, that's the size of a finger or less.
And a pomegranate?
And you put, not a pomegranate, it's finger, it says. And you put their birds, it's called this thing, and it's called, and it's mekabel tumah, that's it.
It's tar.
Okay, let's chaz the mission again, and we have finished the third parak in Baba Basra. Okay, acherim is this nice little basket, which has a zoto on the bottom, tamei b'mnei because has zoto. Har is shosos, nets, v'hamichmaros, traps, v'hamadav, v'hapaltzur, all different types of traps. Umitzodos hasachorim, the traps that are used by people who stop up the water, I guess to trap fish. All of these things are tamein. But hoakun, the horitoif, different types of baskets that are used to trap fish, or used to trap birds. There's akun used to trap fish. Horitoif is used to trap birds. And the klov is some type of utensil which you use to store, to hold birds, are to hoirin. Alright? More than that, I don't know. More, oh no, where's the picture? 708. What's 708? 708. What's 708? 708. 707. Where is 708? Here it is. Where do this? Horishus. Traps. Vamechmaris. Tmeim. Akun. Arotav. Klov. Kosova Chazonish. Oh, he's going to explain that's the reason now why. I'm very tired.
Did I get you coffee?
No. You
want a coffee?
No. Kosav ha Zuchus Yaginaleinu.
You like saying Zuchus Yaginaleinu, the Chazonish, why? I've not shmari yet.
Kosav ha Chazonish. Roshosois, Umechmoros, Umada for Paltzar, traps, these different types of things. Umitzudas ha Sakorim, Sarach Loimar, the Asuim the Kabal. Here is the Yisoid. These things are meant as receptacles. Okay, that's the Yisoid, yeah?
A receptacle.
Receptacles. The Tanaim Yishum Klei Kibul, and that's what the Tanaim Yishum Klei Kibul. But the Akoin, Uritoiv, Uchuluv, Elohim Beis Kibul, they do not have receptacles. Oish in Asum L'Taltel Al Yodon Ma'ashe B'Sochim, and I used to transport the items which they trap. That's why they're not mekabel tumah. Therefore, that's why heim. That's why they are tohirin. Umefarsha mishnah loy nisparish tsuras kol echad v'taima. And in the mefarsha mishnah, he makes the point that listen, you can have tainus sanas because none of the kadmonim explained what they look like and what this. But the basic yisoid is
the first mekabel
They're not, the first thing is the makablim, those are the tanaim, or they're used to transport. When you finally catch your prey, you use these items to transport them from one location to another. And the second list of taharim are things that have no base kibbalah and are not used to transport. That's the ganze Mishnah. Okay, so we finished the Mishnah. Okay, now we're up to Mishnah Perek of Dal. Shloisha Siris Simhain. There are three different types of a siris. What is a siris? So let's go look over here in big picture 770. They don't have Sris HaKafuf. Tris is a shutter, I think, right? It's a shutter. Okay, let's right away look at the Rav. What did the Rav say? Shlosha dinim chalukim zemi dinim, not different types. Three different halachas. Different one from the other. Yesh, yesh, betreisin, hainu maginim shields. A shield. When one goes to war. When you go to war to fight the Mulcham to Shul Torah, you need a shield. Baruch Atu Hashem, Morgain Avraham.
Very good.
Need a shield. There are three different dinim in a shield.
Good.
So first of all is Teres HaKofuf. So let's go with Nurshah. Shleisha, there are three dinim in Siri Sin. Hey, Teres HaKofuf. Tomei Midras. If it's Kofuf, that's this picture. So you see over here, Kofuf means there are three sides. One, two, three. I guess when you go around, you hold this to protect all three sides of your body when you go out to war. So this is Tomei Tomas Midras. Why? Because you turn on the side when you're not actually engaging in battle with the enemy, so you can sit down upon it, yeah? You turn on the side. Are you following with me?
Mm-hmm.
And you sit upon it.
How are you doing with the enemy with this thing?
It's like a bomb shelter. A tris. You go inside.
To shield from the arrows that are being thrown at you.
That are shot. You go inside. You stand it up. You go in the booth. Go in the booth. Okay, so that's Midras.
So it's Tomei Midras.
This is Tomei Midras, right. That's Tomei Midras. Vishemeh Sachakin Be Bakunpoin. Those that you are masachik bakun, those that you play with bakun, what's bakun point? What does that word mean?
Which head?
Sod in the field. We had our field, the field of recreation. Those that you play with in the field, paintball. It's a billion-dollar business. You know what paintball is? They sell guns and they sell paint and they sell pellets. All these things. It's a big, big, big business.
You ever play that?
Never. Never. This is like the Yerushazach. This is the Gershazach.
She's in mention.
It's the Goyish Zach. Okay. Vishem is Sachakin by Kunpoin. Things that you play with the Kunpoin means out in the field. Tomei Mace. So these things are Tomei Tumas Mace. They are Tomei Tumas Mace, but they're not Tomei Tumas Mace. You do not sit down upon it, but it becomes a Tomei. Viditsasho Arvin. Okay, there's another type of thing. A ditzas of the RV in Tahira Miklum is turning and dancing.
Looks like a.
Okay, let's see the pictures.
Crispy.
Let's see the pictures. Number 1, 7, or 9 is Tzitz Hakav of Mogin Ha'odim Mishlash Ruchais. Three sides. What do you do with this? Tzitz Tame Midas Lefishu also Gam Lahivchai. You turn upside down. Ulishkav Alav Bimullah Bimuchama. And you turn on the side as a very odd chair. Not the bed. Sit down.
Lishka.
Okay, fine. You lie down. You lie down upon it. Next, we have the shemesach nule bakun poin. Tris a shield shemesach nule bakun poin, which you use in the field. The field means the battlefield. You use it to protect yourself. Next, ditzas harvim asuya lesimcha. It's not a shield. It's cymbals. You bang on it. You see, it's a drum piece. It's the round thing. It looks like a shield. But it's just a round piece, and as material, you go and you bang up on the tarim, asul l'simcho l'schoik, eina mikabelis toma. Kosaf ha-mishna acharoina. Shekli ha-asul l'schoik, ein lo y'chashivos kli l'kabel toma. Simply used for entertainment. Entertainment is not something which is a source of toma. V'chein diyo l'var b'loshna rav, v'shekosaf ein l'kli tashmish, not l'kli tashmish. Omnam liel perigimol mishnah mavur shakidor hu kliya makabel tova shakidor a ball a baseball, a football, a soccer ball. What's with all these soccer people? They're in all trouble now. I don't understand.
I don't even care. I'm really not interested.
Mavur shakidor hu kliya makabel tova. It's a ball makabel tova. Afal pishu hu asul l'schoik. even though it's used to play. So I have a stira. Here we're telling you that a kli that's only used for entertainment, sechayk is not makabel tumah. But we learned before that a bull is makabel tumah. We learned before we have a contradiction. Abi yishuhu was a little sechayk because of a little alkach mishnach reina shekadur also lahar viach by most b'sechayk. Ah, a bull is used to profit. B'sechayk the luchein choshev kli tzei. If you bet on it. It depends. It depends on the kli. If you just use it for enjoyment, recreation, there's no money to be made, then it's not choshev. But if there's money to be made, there's green.
Yeah.
There's money to... Oh! There's money to be made, then we're dealing with a whole different situation, then it's going to be makabel tumah. Okay?
Normally, if it's used for entertainment, it's not makabel tumah. But if it's made to make money,
then it's,
you have COVID. Then
it's the Kabbalists.
Nobody.
Okay. So this is the rule. Okay. So now that we got the Mishnah down, let's go take a look at the Rav. What does the Rav say? Shloisha. There are three cities and three different shields. Shloisha. Dinim chalukim zemize yesh bitrisin haynu maginim shields. Number one, tris hakafuf kein hamitzuyim etzlein. What we find among us, shemakifin oisas as shemakifin es adam mishalosh ruchos. It surrounds a person from three sides. Okay. Tamei midras. Why the also the shkiv? Because you used to lie down upon sheshechem. You lie down upon them during war. The kol shekain shetamei tamei mid. Certainly the man is coming avatam midin mishkov. So certainly kol shetamei tamei mace. Why the kaim lam kol ha metamei midras tamei mace. Good. Now we come to number two. Number two is this guy. This guy, right? He has a shield over here. Shem is sachakim by kumpoin besode in the field shalem kamelech, the valley of the king. It's the place where you go out to go to war. Boim shnayim kolechod charbo. Everyone has a sword biyado. Utris katan ogul. It's round. Shein a kof of biyado. That's not kof. That does not surround the body biyado. It has smallest in the left hand. Each one trains themselves to shield themselves with a shield. Okay, it's like, you know, it's like you see in the comic books. With your right hand, you're fighting with a sword. Your left hand, you have a shield. The sword shouldn't hit you. They call it whatever that word is, balas. Tomei tumas meitz, shehu kein, shetomei tumas sheretz and veila. Tomei tumas meitz means it's like tomei tumas sheretz and veila. Usha tumas kulam. Chutz mi midras, she'en oi nasa avatumo im shochav olav azov o yoshav, elu rishon kemago yishozov, if azov lies down upon it, it does not become a rishon because it's not meant for sitting, but of course if azov would come in contact, it becomes a rishon.
You mean a mace?
A mace. No, azov. If a zav sits down, im shochav olav hazav, the zav sits down upon it, so it does not become a rishon avatoma, because it's not meant to sit down upon it. It's not meant to go down upon it. So rishon, ela rishon kimagash ol zav. The ditzas, what is the ditzas ho arvin of the Arabs? To this, cotton to small bio, it's very very small. Shecho arvim oisim l'ditza gila rina ditza v'chedva ditza
l'smoyach l'sachei.
It's not a kli to use for work. It's only used for entertainment. Entertainment comes and goes. What do you gain from entertainment? Here
nothing.
Today,
zero.
Nothing.
Zero.
What can you take with you to the next world with entertainment?
Nothing.
Just fill up your head with narishkeit. Narishkeit, which stirs you avodas Hashem.
Very good.
Right. We're up to the Chaz the Mishnah, we go to Mishnah base. Chaz the Mishnah, Hail the Mishnah. What? Shloishotris and the three of the shields. Tres hakofof that's spent on all three sides of your body. Tomei tomas midras. Okay, all three. Why? Because Muhammad you sit down upon it. Vishem esachakim by be kun point. The kun point means to feel the emek hamelech when they do war. Tomei tomas mes. So it's not an avatuma, but it's a kli. So may it become a rishon. But what about entertainment?
Why when it says tomei tomas mes, it says a that means rishon.
It means that if it comes kind of with an avatum, it becomes a rishon. It itself cannot become an avatuma. That's what it means.
But it's usually say midras when it.
Midras is an avatuma. No. A midras is an avatuma.
So is tummy mace?
No, mace rishon tuma.
It's always rishon.
Yeah, generally speaking, rishon means that if it comes to kind of with the person.
It's less of a what do you call?
Yes, tumas mace is less of a tuma than tumas midras.
The point, person who touches a mace.
No, a mace comes now, but the point is it's a one madrigal less, and a mace happens in avia voice. So someone comes kind of with a mace becomes an avatum, but it's always one madrigal lower. It's madrigal lower. Whereas when it comes to tumas mid, when it comes to midras, it's the same madriga.
It's
the same, right? Because a zav anida sits down upon a chair, just like they are over satuma. So they sit down up and also becomes an avatum.
And when a person is tummy mace sits on something,
it goes a madrigal down, one madrigal down. So the person is an av, so the thing becomes a rishain. Okay, it's always one madrigal lower. Okay, then we have the ditzas ho'arvim. We have the joy, the entertainment thing for this thing called the arvim. So it's going to be termi klum. It's not even makabel tuma. Period. It's not a kli. It's not use. Entertainment purposes is not significant. Maybe there's no tuma whatsoever. Okay.
Good.
That's good. Now we go to Mishnah Beis. Sholosh agolos hein. There are three different types of wagons. Okay, different types of wagons. Shalosh agolos hein, the three different types of wagons.
I'm impressed you held yourself back.
Hoasuya ki katedra. There are those that are made like katedra to me midras. Here we go. Here is the first type of wagon. One that's like a ki katedra is to me midras. Okay, you want one of these? You sit down over here, someone pulls you. Can you see yourself being served by another human being? Pick it up. Unbelievable, huh? Hoasuya kikatedra to me. This is called Hoasuya kikatedra. Okay. Now we didn't do this caption. We have to go back and do this. Hatisu kli makabel tuma kichol kli in makabel tuma tumas midras lefishen Hoasuya lemidras ha'ara. We did not clarify. Is this shield made from wood or made from metal? If it's made from metal, we understand. Nevertheless, some hold it's made from wood. It's mekabel tuma.
Why can I say it's mekabel tuma?
Because normally, a pshuda kliyetz are not mekabel tuma.
Sit on it so you can, like, you've been learning the whole time in every mishnah.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, so this is like a kikatedra. You got a guy here. Who would do this? Would you work for someone to do this? You'll sit down. I'll go in front of you. And I'll pick it up. And I'll walk. I'll pull you along.
You like doing that? Like getting a job? Like
how much I get paid for that? Okay, you sit down. Can you see yourself? Sit down, and you'll see me there, pulling you along. I'll bring you from East 17th Street here. I'll bring you every day in one of these things.
Okay. Right there.
Then we come to the next part. We have over here Kimita. That's Midas. Then we have Kimita. Ah, I'll take you in one of these also. Here you can lie down.
We need you to get another Mara from the Maman and from the Tata. Yesterday, you got that musaf art yesterday. She gave you a musaf art. You had too much of shmaya last night.
I'm very tired. Yeah. Okay, we have Kimita.
Around what today?
Amita. Yeah. Here's Amita. Here we have Shel Avonim. Tommy Mesa, Shel Avonim, Tommy Club. Here's Avonim, it's Tommy Club. Let's see the pictures. Kimita. Agola Hosui Kimita, Harehim Kli Kibble, Makamotom Kukul Kli Kibble. It's a mita. It's meant for lying down. It's mekabel tuma. Like every clay kibble, the ain mekabel is tumas midras. There's no tumas midras because you don't sit in this. This is not meant for people to sit down upon. This one is meant for liyeshiva. A katedra, ki katedra is tumas midras. Because this is meant for sitting in. Good?
Good.
But this is not meant to sit down in.
Correct.
This is meant to put building materials to transport. Tables and chairs. Okay. Now, what about this? The shalavonim. Shalavonim is a golosuyel kimita vihari kibul kavosuma kol kibul beinu kavosumas middle fish and asul shiva. Shalavonim. Tachtes a golosuyel kimin resh kinet. Shal koros viharvachim shabein hakoros gedolim kimoitzer imon. The openings are, it's a net. So in other words, things fall right through it. Okay, there's no bottom, there's no base, there's no receptacle. It's not a flat, this is a flatbed, right? This, a flat, what is this called?
It's called a...
It's open on the bottom. It's open on the bottom. While Gola Suyel has Sia by Avonim to carry large stones.
It's kind of a rack.
But there's no bottom. It's like one of those trucks that transports cars. They don't have any floor. They just have a thing for the wheels.
They do that.
And the whole inside is open.
It's open, yeah.
It's open, yeah. Well, it's not flat.
No?
No, it just have like...
Flat beds also. Yeah.
What?
Flatbed.
Oh, those are tow trucks. I'm talking about those big ones that transport cars.
Yeah, I see.
They transport cars. So they don't have it. They don't have...
They just have a place to put the tire on it.
But it's open. So it's very similar. They have very big... They have just racks to hold large stones, but the opening is on... The openings are large, the size of a pomegranate. You don't need for stones. For large stones, you don't need those smaller spaces. You don't need, it's perfectly fine. If you have over here slats, beams, it's fine.
Because it's a big stone.
When we cannot receive pomegranates, it's not a clay kibble. It's not a clay kibble. It's not a clay kibble. Niskasha, Mishnachroina, Mabkashina, Yukolokabu, Moinim, Hare Yasul Kabavonim, Besoycha, Vulari Moinim. That's what it's meant for. And it's meant to store stones, and it does its job, so it's a receptacle. So Shimkabu Tama, Ulkain, Hiruyam, Madula, the Khoshav, Kibul, Lavonim, with Kabu Tama, the Tirits, Shalasiavon, and Vidalim, and Sarkabukli Kibul. To transport stones, you don't need a clay kibble. If you should avonim gorim lohem shlo yipol gam bli defanes ho'agolo. Even without shekoyved avonim gorim lohem shlo yipol gam bli defanes ho'agolo,
that wouldn't fall even without the defanes because it's so heavy. They stay stationary in the agolo without having walls holding them on the truck.
What's holding them from falling then? What are you talking about? Where do they put the stones? On top of the frame?
Yeah, in the frame. They don't have any sides.
Only the sides? In the frame it says? The fanas? One more time. The skash of Harid, so the terid, l'chein,
the agolo. This has bigger walls than this. See? Because
okay, let's see.
Because over here we're not worried the thing is going to fall off.
So saying they know the fanas. They know the fanas.
Yeah.
And if the holes were smaller pachos, the smaller nimotzerimoin, then it says the pomegranate of Hoysa Mikabalus Tumma Wai Loyonesh, Hayesa Ruil Kabalavan Gidolim, Elamnesh Hoysa Ruil, Shamish Kamal, the Vermach, other things. Maybe because tash misham shloisam dvarim achelim chayisam nechshav kli kibul chayisam mikabel estuma. Okay, so thing over here is that the reason over here is because
it's got big holes.
It's there's no other function because the holes are larger than the size of the pomegranate. There's no other function.
Doesn't answer the question. The question was that we see it has a function.
But it's you need a depth. You need a depth. So what? Just because it has a function, still requires that it be a mekabel. It has to have walls. That's the yisoid. The yisoid is in order for a klisim kabbalim. It has to have the fanos. And it doesn't have the fanos, then it's limited if it can be mekabel tuma. So this thing, since even though this thing has the fanos, the fanos don't count for nothing because you put the stones upon those on those things. But those things itself are not choshev to be mekabel tuma. It's not a toich. Those things are nothing more than just a rack, and a rack made from wood is pshutik kliyets, not mekabel tuma. If the rack had small little openings which were less than the size of a pomegranate, that would be a different story. But the ginga doesn't have that, so therefore it's not significant. All right. So we've done this mishnah. Let's do the rav. Let's see the rav. The rav says kikatedra shikitsara. It's very small. Umukefetz mishalosh ruchos, three sides, and tamei midras the miuchedes liyeshiva. Okay, you sit in it. Okay? Sit in it. I'll take you tomorrow. Then we have a kemita, shehi arucha, it's flatbed. Arucha with walls. Umyuchedes lanich ba pragmatia. That's this one. That's this wagon. Yeah. This wagon is flat and has walls. And inside, you put in pragmatia. You put in the merchandise. The shoychev ba, imim lo, first, and decides to lie down. Amoid. Stand up. V'nasim alachtenu. Let's do the malacha. Amoid v'nasim alachtenu. V'shel avonim. What is hasuya l'hoylich ba'avonim? Taymechlom l'fiyeshe prutza mitachtisa. It's breached. If you throw in a penny, it goes all the way down to the floor. It's breached on the bottom. She prutza mitachtisa. V'nekavim g'daylim. Kimoy tzirimayin. Meila, it's not a clay kibble. And don't go tell me, oh, but it has walls and the walls, meila, there are walls and the walls, meila, make into a clay kibble. No, they don't make into a clay kibble because the walls don't do anything. The stones would not move even if there were no walls. So it's not called a toich. So all you have is some beams of wood which intersect. They're nothing more than a clay, than a pshudikliyetz, and pshudikliyetz is not mekabel tuma. But if these beams were less than the size, the openings were less than the size of a pomegranate, then it would be a mekabel tuma. Okay, we did the whole mishnah. Let's chaz mishnah again. Shloish agolos. Shady three different wagons. Asuik katedra tamei midras. Kamita tamei tamei meis, but not midras. Only goes down a notch. Vishalavonim tamei klum. Next, shloish areva is same. There are three different types of basins. Okay, areva mishnei loik v'atish kabin from two loik. Okay, a two loik until nine kabin. Shenistika that was cracked. Tamei midras, if it's cracked, you see it's cracked? See the crack? So what do you do with it when it cracks? I can't fill up with liquid. I can't use it to wash my clothing. So what do I do with it? I sit upon it. You turn it upside down and you sit down upon it. Yeah?
Yeah.
This areva, what do you do with it?
Turn it around and sit on it.
Mail is tamei tamei midras. Shalema, tamei tamei meis. Let's say it's not cracked. It's shalema. It's complete. Then it's not a chair. It's shalema. It's shalema. Then it is mitmei tamemes. The above mida to hoira miklum. If it's baba mida, then it's, in other words, if it's too large, it's extremely large, then it's not metalpa mole vereikon. Then it's tar miklum. Let's take a look at the pictures first. Areva she tichlusa. Shetichulasa means its content. The shi'ur of the toich. You see what the shorosh is? Shetichulasa, which means the content, the shi'ur, the amount of liquid or solids that it can contain is bein shnei logim l'tishkam, between two logim and nine kavim. Okay? Between two and nine. So it says over here, Kashim Shalema, when it's complete, when there are no cracks, and it serves its original function, then for kneading. No one would dare sit upon it.
But not
midras. Not midras. But let's say it's nistical.
But breaks.
What?
Famous breaks.
But let's say it breaks.
Yeah.
So then
now it's
you no longer use for kneading.
Now,
Kishareva Gedoilo Yoiser.
To peel the potatoes.
Kishareva Gedoilo Yoiser Akitana, when it's very large or small, when it's large than 9 carbon.
Very big.
Meaning more than 9 carbon.
Or less than
2 loik.
I thought that was it. 47 was the.
No, that's the next thing. We'll get that in a moment. Kishareva Gedoilo Yoiser Akitana Yoiser Ainan. If it's large than 9 carbon, it cracks. You're not going to sit upon it. It's too large. It's not comfortable to sit upon it. It's too large to sit upon. It has to be just the right size to sit down upon it.
What, if it's too, what's the right size?
Between 2 loig and 9 carbon.
Really?
Once it gets more large than 9 carbon, so kishareva gedola yosa ikatana yosa ina in the real shamesh yeshiva misho shenif shenif.
Do you know how much 9 carbon is? How much is that?
9 carbon, how many loig are there in a calf? 6. It's humongous.
It's very big, yeah?
Very big.
How many gallons?
A lot. I don't know. Kishareva gedola yosa ikatana yosa ina neichel shamesh li yeshiva. It's no longer fit for sitting upon. Umisha shenif chasa. And the moment it's nifchasa, in yichol kabel imoinim harezo tohira. And once it has been diminished, and it's no longer fitting kabel imoinim, it becomes tohira. Okay. Now let's go. Now let's go be midah haba be midah. Because already the years of the in the chulos hamet luchivu in shosh nifchasa in yichol kabel imoinim harezo tohira. If it's smaller than 2 kap or larger than 9, it's still a kabel tumasmeis. It could be a clay kibble. But when it's too large, it's not only is it not a clay kibble, you're not going to sit up on it. It's tall legam as well. It seems to say. Habab amida.
What was the last case?
If this thing is too small or too large, you don't sit down upon it. So if it's shleima, it's tummy. It's a clay kibble. If it's not shleima,
does it work inside of it?
You need inside of it, even less than 2 loik, even more than 9 carbon. But if it cracks,
right, and it's only up to 9 carbon.
So it's tummy when it's shleima, but it's tohor when it's nishbara.
If it's too big or too small.
If it's nishbara, it's tohor when it's shleima, but it's tohor when it's shleima, but it's tummy when it's shleima. And it's tohar when it's nishbara.
A big, too big or too small.
Right, less than 2 loig or more than 9. If it's between 2 loig and 9 kab, then it's
nishbara.
Both. It's tame when it's shleima, only tame meis, and when it's nishbara, it is even worse. It becomes a moishav.
Of course.
And the moishav can become even an av hatoma. Okay. Now we come to the third case. The third case is Habab Amida. What's made Habab Amida? Techoyle sakli b'soycha 40 sa. 40 sa vahu mem sa malach, 40 sa of liquid, which is 60 biyavesh, heaping measure. Hagoydish, b'godosh, who oy 20 sa. Nim sa sacha tachle sakli b'yavesh, 60 sa shem l'tukur, which is core 30 saw. So it's almost 60. It's 40 liquid. 40, 60, 40 liquid, which is 60 solid. 60 is 2 saw. A saw is 30, a core, which is 2 core, because the core is 30 saw. You got it, sir?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. This is liquid.
Yes.
Here's a utensil. This holds 40 saw of liquid, but if I would fill it up with a solid, I get an additional 20%. because of the heaping measure. So that's going to be a total of 60 saw. 60 saw happens to equal 2 kor, because a kor is 30 saw. So 60 divided by 2 is 2.
3. 30.
Right. 2.
You said 2.
What did I say? 60 divided by 2.
It's 30.
It's 30. How many 30s are there? 2.
Yeah.
Right, so there's 2 kor. If we have 60 saw, that means we have 2 kor. Because 1 kor is 30 saw. Okay, now, the Perek Yutes, Mishnah Aleph, Mevuah Sho'eveh HaDefanois, Mitztaref L'Chashvan HaNafashof, we take into consideration the thickness of the walls.
Yeah, so we're talking about these things turning them over also?
Which is 2 amos.
To sit on?
No, so these things are Torah Lagarmi. The Namakabal Tumah is not Sholem and not Nishbar. Kli should.
What? They're too big.
They're too big.
Kli. They're not Asuyu L'Tashmish?
Well, they are, but it's not Metatl Molivarekon. They are used, the vats, they're used what's inside, but being that they're
Mechubal L'Karka.
Right. Kli Shet Tachlusoy Balach. Hina 40 saw, the Tachlusa Biyavesh Hina 60 saw, Shem Shnekoim, Hareze Klia Babamida. That's Kokuba Mida, Shaina Mitaltal Kushumole, the Hareze Tahar. Alright, let's see the Raf. Into the pictures.
Something Amida, what does that mean?
Measurement, it means a large measurement. A Kli that is used for a very large measure. A Kli that's used for a very large measure is Tar Lagam.
Is it used for a large measure?
40 saw.
It just happens to have a lot.
That's called a lot. That's called a lot. 40 saw of liquid, which is 60 saw of solids, is called meat. It's called a larger measure. And it's Tar Lagam. Because when you have that amount of volume, it cannot be metallic. You cannot move it. You can't move it. It's too large to move. Let's see the Rav. What does it say in the Rav? Mishnah Gimel. Shenistika tmei of a utensil that's been cracked. Here's the crack. Tmei midras. The cave on shenistika veinim ruy lelish. Lelish yidolam lelish. Lelish yidolam yachnam as lelish uses a chair. Let's say it's not been cracked. It's shlema. Then tmei mace. The kli tashmashi. Let's say above mida. Shemach zekas arboim saw belach. Shein mekurayim biyavish. Which is 60 biyavish. Tari meklum. Mishim ebnei kvoi koivda. Due to its enormous weight. The goidla eina mitatela simulea. It's not mitatela. We need to be done with the sack. That's metaltel mole vereikon. That's chaz the Mishnah. Shalosh areva. Say that we areva is areva mishne like into like via tishul kabin shenistika tamei midras. If it gets a crack, it's going to be covered to us midras. Shaleima. If it's shleima, tamei meis. It's shleima. What?
Not midras.
Not midras.
Why not? The guy's not going to sit.
Not going to sit on it. You're going to use it. Amoid. V'nasim lachteinu. V'abab midav. It's very very large. Tohira miklum.
Because it's very big.
Because it's not metalpa molivarekon.
We can't.
It's not even the shimush. No, you can work. You can use it, but there's a rule. There's a rule that in order for a clear kibul to mekabel tumah, it must be transportable.
Right.
Metalpa molivarekon.
Dumi
the sack. Dumi the sack. Since dumi the sack is not metalpa molivarekon. Okay, Mishnah Dalit. Okay, we're going to stop here. It's already time. I have to go Dalit. It's now almost a quarter, 22. We learned today 42 minutes, 43 minutes.